Good evening from the world's only Corn Palace, Mitchell, South Dakota, site of tonight's Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball doubleheader between the Dort College Defenders and the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. The Dort College Defender women come into tonight's contest searching for their second win of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. They come in 1-14 this year, 9-15 overall. Dakota Wesleyan 6-9 in the conference, 13-12 overall. These two teams played back in December. Dakota Wesleyan won handily. Dort College is looking to rebound from that and to come back after a loss to the Hastings College Broncos on Saturday. And all in all, not a bad effort by the Dort College defenders on Saturday, but played a very talented Hastings College team that has spent most of the year in the top 25 of in the NAIA coaches poll for Division II basketball. Dort College unable to keep up after a slow start, and Hastings College victorious. For the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, visiting with the folks in the know here at Mitchell, they feel they're a year away from challenging for a top four spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're 6-9 this season. They are starting three freshmen fairly regularly. Is this Dakota Wesleyan crew? They're averaging 72.2 points per game and allowing 68.5 points per contest. They also out-rebound teams 35.4 to 34.2. Celeste Beck leads this crew with a 12.3 points per game average. She's 67-174 from the three-point line, and she also takes down 4.3 rebounds and leads the team with 98 assists. Erica Harold is scoring 12.1 points per game, and she makes 48.3% of her field goals. Ashley Bray adds 9 points per game. She's making 52.4% of her field goal tries. For the Dort College women, Abby Chapman paces them with 12.9 points per game. She's 46-144 from the three-point line. She's also averaged 3.8 rebounds per game and has 48 assists this season with 26 steals. Kim Cruz's scoring average is 9.4, and she has a 6.4 rebounds per game average to go with 42 assists. Cassidy Vredevoet is good for 9.1 points per game with a 5.3 rebound average, and she is making 47.3% of her field goals. Micah Hulst is scoring 8.1 points per game and has blocked 76 shots, which places her in a tie with Bree Schneiderman. There's a name from the past. One block shot today gives Micah Hulst the single season record. Hulst is the leading rebounder as well at a 9.9 average. Robin Blunt and Paige Ingbers each score 6.7 points per game as reserves. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We'll take a look at the starting lineups for both teams in just a moment. Coming up shortly, we will check in first with our national anthem for today's contest. You are listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Thanks. We'll give you the history and the last action between these two teams in just a moment, but right now let's turn it over to our public address announcer and our national anthem.
As a member of the NAIA, we are committed to the true spirit of competition by being a champion character through the five core character values the NAIA embraces. Those core character values are respect, responsibility, integrity, servant leadership, and sportsmanship. We ask each of you as a participant in this contest to abide by these values and join us in creating a positive environment in which our athletes may compete, our officials may work, and you, the spectator, may enjoy. This time, we ask that you please stand and face the flag for the playing of our national anthem. Marilyn Valdez.
Our national anthem from the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. Let's take a look at the matchup then between these two teams. Let's begin with a peek at the last action for these two squads. Wesleyan outscored Doan Saturday 49-30 in the second half on the way to an 80-64 win. Harold had 19 points, grabbed 4 rebounds. Celeste Beck had 12 points with 5 rebounds and 6 assists. Kristen Sabers came off of the bench to score 15 and was 5 of 6 from the field. The Dort women trailed Hastings at halftime 26-15 on Saturday. Couldn't get out of the 11-point hole, falling by an eventual 66-49 decision. Defender women had a 45-36 rebounding edge and limited Hastings to 29% shooting from the 3-point line. Dort College got 18 from Cruz and 8 points and 8 rebounds from Cassidy Vredevoet. Micah Hulse scored 7 and took in 8 rebounds. Here's your starting lineup, first of all, for the Wesleyan Tigers. They will start number 14, Erica Harold, a 6-foot sophomore from Dimmock, South Dakota, averaging 12.0 points per game. Celeste Beck is a 5'7 senior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 12.3 points per game. Number 32 is Chesney Nagel. Nagel is averaging 3.8 points per game. She's a 5'8 freshman from Avon, South Dakota. Number 42 is Katie Johnson. She's a 5'10 senior from Meade, Nebraska, averaging 8.4 points per game. And Ashley Bray is a 6'1 freshman from Anoka, Minnesota, averaging 9 points per game. She wears number 50. Dakota Wesleyan is decked out in their gray jerseys with white numbers trimmed out in blue. For the Dort College defenders, they will start number 4, Kim Cruz, a 5'7 sophomore from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9.4 points per game. Number 21 is Emily Newman, a 5'11 junior from Maplewood, Minnesota. She tosses in 4.8 points per contest. Number 22 is Abby Chapman, a 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado, averaging 12.9 points per game. Micah Hulst wears number 32. She is a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 8.1 points per game. And rounding out the starting five for the defenders will be Cassidy Bradavote, a 6-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 9.1 points per game. Dort College trails the women's series 36-25 after losing 86-41 on December 10. Abby Chapman and Robin Blunt each had 7 points for the defenders. Kristen Sabers led 5 Dakota Wesleyan players in double digits with 25 points in that women's meeting back on December 10. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We are legal and set to go. The Dort College defenders in their road black jerseys, white numbers trimmed out in gold. Darren Berg will toss it up. Tap is controlled by the defenders and Cassidy Vredevoet. She hands it off to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Out front it comes to Newman. Newman swings it out of the key. Vredevoet. Vredevoet gives it up to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman back over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up. Vredevoet. Vredevoet back over to Chapman. Chapman with it. Drives to the free throw line. Puts up a 15-footer and cashes it in. Two-point basket for Dort College and Abby Chapman, and the defenders are up 2-0. 2-0 our score. Dakota Wesleyan not bashful about their three-point shooting. This time they force it down low, and the shot is missed by Ashley Bray. Rebound is taken away by Vredevoet. Cruz into the front court for the defenders. She gives it up to Newman. Newman to Vredevoet. Vredevoet looking down low for Hulst. Instead comes back outside to Chapman. Chapman over the basketball to Cruz. Cruz swings it right side on the wing to Newman. Ball reversal, Vredevoet, Vredevoet, Cruz, Cruz posting up, Vredevoet, Vredevoet turns, crossover move, her shot is good. Two-point basket for Vredevoet, and the Dort College defenders own a 4-0 lead. 4-0 our score, Wesleyan basketball. Right side with it is Harold. Harold gives it up out front to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball gives it up to Beck. Celeste Beck puts it on the floor hard with the right hand. Stops at the free throw line, spins it back outside to the post player, Katie Johnson, who put up a perimeter shot. Her shot no good. Rebound cleared by Nagel. Nagel's put back no good. Rebound fought for and tie up. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Visiting with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today and before the contest today as well. He said the goal is pretty simple for the defenders offensively. He wants his team to get more shots than the opponent. That's a key statistic for the Dort College defenders that has developed over the course of this season. Tell you more about that in just a moment. Shot from the perimeter, no good. Rebound cleared by Vredevoet. Vredevoet gives it up to Kim Cruz. Cruz up the floor to Newman. Newman with it on the left-hand side. Dort College coming straight at me. three-pointer by Cruz, no good. Rebound cleared by Cruz after the tap-out by Hulst. Comes back to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Now Cruz. Cruz left wing three. That one's in and out, no good. A pair of in-and-out shots for Kim Cruz. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds by Michael Hulst. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. As I was mentioning, Dort College offensively averaging 56.3 shots per game. Those are attempts. They're allowing opponents 67.2 shots per contest. That is an 11 shots per game difference. Celeste back lets fly with a three from the top of the key. It's not good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Gives it up over to Cruz. Cruz right side Newman. Newman to Vredevoet. Vredevoet underneath to Hulst. Hulst spins on the block. Nothing there. Traveled with it. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota Wesleyan. Well, some of those numbers, as I was talking with Coach Craig Steensma, you try to account for why there is such a large disparity. One of those, the largest, is Dort College's turnover problem. Here this evening so far, they'd be in the hole in terms of shots attempted, if you're tracking that. Dakota Wesleyan, several offensive rebounds in the first 2.5 minutes of play. Backdoor play underneath, shot blocked by Hulst, rebound taken away by Cruz. We'll see if they give her a shot block officially. Vredevoet with it on the left wing. Dort College with the basketball, leading 4-0. Just over 2 minutes and 30 seconds into the game. Vredevoet drives into the lane, lost the handle on it, picked up by Beck. Beck shovels it back outside. With it is Kristen Sabers. Sabers with the basketball. Sabers gives it up to Beck. Beck pull-up jumper, good. Left wing jumper from about 12 feet for Beck as she knocks down the mid-range shot. Some say that is the lost art in basketball. Celeste Beck coming up with a two-pointer. Newman with the basketball. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz free throw line. Spins. Off balance 10-footer falling away. It's short. No good. Rebound taken away by Beck. Beck wants to run the floor. She gets it ahead quickly to Chesney Nagel. Nagel tries to dump it down low, and it is tipped away by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. And the dust settles, you'd appreciate their quality service. Dakota Wesleyan basketball back. Beck drives the lane. It's loose. Picked back up by Beck, but we've got a kick called on Dakota Wesleyan. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dort College. I was not aware you could have an offensive kick. Vredevoet with the basketball. Gives it up to Chapman. Chapman with it. Lob pass underneath for Hulst. Hulst gives it up, Vredevoet. Vredevoet, jumper, baseline, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, Cruz off of her fingertips, out of bounds. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Nice-sized crowd filtering in for today's contest. I would anticipate, I don't know if you get to capacity today, but you're going to have more seats filled than empty tonight at the Corn Palace. Gabby Fribko with the basketball. She's got her on the left wing for Wesleyan. Comes back over to Beck. Beck lets fly with a three. She's got a hair trigger, and she knocks it down. She's got five. Dakota Wesleyan leads 5-4. Ashley Williams into the front court for the defenders. The freshman from Lawton passes it over to Robin Blunt. Now to Chapman. Chapman underneath Hulst. Hulst shot in the paint. Good. Michael Hulst with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 6-5. Wesleyan basketball right wing. Madison Keel. Keel with the basketball. Keel gives it up underneath to Ashley Bray. Bray's shot not good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams gives it up to Blunt. Blunt down to the baseline. Lost it. It was poked away by a Wesleyan player. Coming up with it is Beck. Back into the front court. Pulls up. 15-footer. Mid-range jumper not good that time. And the rebound is off of a couple players and eventually off of the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Our officials today, Darren Berg, John Garrow, and Sean Winter. Two regulars and one relative newcomer in that group. Ashley Williams drives in, right-hand shot, off balance, gets it to go. Ashley Williams with the layup. Dort College leads 8-5. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball, and we've got a push called on Dort College on the drive into the lane. Foul's going to go on Micah Hulst, I believe. It's either on 32 or 23. And they're going to say that was Ashley Williams, actually. So Williams called for the personal foul. Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the basketball. Wesleyan, into the lane, nothing there. Kicks it back outside, baseline jumper, left it short, no good. Robin Blunt has it, and then is fouled on the play by Fribko. Blunt had done everything but pass the ball away, and Fribko came in thinking she can maybe get a cheap steal out of the deal, and she gets called for the personal foul. With the basketball out front is Williams. Ashley Williams on the right side, and we've got a moving screen called on Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan's Chesney Nagel, number 32, picks up her first personal. Neither team has shot a free throw yet. We're a little over 5 minutes into the contest. Paige Engbers has it stripped away. Coming up with it is Madison Keel. Keel tries to drop it off on the fast break. Gives inside. Shot is blocked, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Door College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop down at the south end of the Corn Palace. Ball is thrown into the backcourt. Wesleyan can pick it up. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball. Coming up with it is Nagel. Coach Craig Steensma wanted a travel violation called as she chased it into the backcourt. And now a reach-in foul called on the Dort College defenders as one of the perimeter defenders reached in and commits a foul. That's going to go on Abby Chapman, and for Abby, that's number one. Brady Vogt checks into the ball game. Shady Yeager is in. Several newcomers for Dakota Wesleyan as well on the floor for the defenders right now. You've got Angbers, Blunt, DeAger, Williams, and Vredevoet. Pass goes down low. Spin move into the lane. Help defense by the defenders and DeAger. Now the ball's on the floor. We'll have a tie-up. Jump ball it will be. Dakota Wesleyan. No, it'll be Dort College basketball. 14-11 remaining. First half of basketball. Dort College 8, Dakota Wesleyan 5. Dort College basketball, they pass it off to Angbers. Angbers having a rough outing thus far, unable to hang on to that one cleanly, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Robin Blunt to throw it in. Robin Blunt has it on the left wing. She gives it up to Angbers. Angbers to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams back over to Angbers. Angbers comes right side, Vredevoet. Vredevoet drives in. Spin move, double team. Tries to get it inside to DeAger. Ball is loose, and Dakota Wesleyan comes away with a steal. Now it's down on the floor near midcourt, and we have a tie-up on the play. Jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the basketball. Checking into the game, Newman and Cruz. Checking out, Engbers and Williams. Dakota Wesleyan tosses it in. They get it into Gabby Fribko. Fribko with the ball. Fribko gives it up. Back with it. Top of the key. Left side it goes Fribko. Fribko goes down low. Out front it comes to Kristen Sabers. Sabers dumps it down low. Eric Harold with a two-point bucket on the turnaround. And Wesleyan is back to within a point at 8-7. 8-7 our score. Cruz with it on the right wing. Cruz gives it up. Vredevoet. Vredevoet on the left side. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Back to Newman. Newman with it. Newman to Blunt. Blunt turns on the Jets. Right side. And she's going to be called for a charging foul. They camped out and waited for her. And the charging foul called. Chesney Nagel slid over. And Robin Blunt gets called for the personal. Her first. That is team foul number 3 on the defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Bundy Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Chesney Nagel. Nagel on the right side. Nagel gives it up to Beck. Beck with 5 points already down to the baseline. Dumps it underneath for the post player. Off of the glass, good. Two-point basket for Kristen Sabers. Sabers gives Wesleyan a 9-8 lead. 9-8 our score. Cruz comes right side. Vredevoet. Vredevoet with it. Vredevoet gives it up to Holst. Holst puts it up with the right hand. Good. Micah Holst able to spin into the lane off the right block. And she gets the shot to go off of the window. Dort College trailing, leading now 10-9. They retake the lead. Comes back out front to Kristen Sabers. Sabers right side to Celeste Beck. Beck gives it up Nagel. Nagel puts it up in traffic, but a foul on the play called on Micah Hulst, I believe. And Micah Hulst picks up foul number one. Team foul number four on the defenders. Free throws on the way for Chesney Nagel. She'll shoot a pair. 12:15 left to go in the first half. We haven't had a timeout yet. This is the first free throw shot by either team. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Chesney Nagel's first free throw is good. She's got another one coming. 10-10 our score. Another free throw on the way for Nagel. Nagel's free throw is up and through. So Nagel makes them both. And Dakota Wesleyan leads it 11-10. 11-10 our score. Wesleyan back in front by a point. Single digit separating the two teams. 11-10. Comes back over to Newman. Newman gives it up Chapman. Chapman on the wing waiting for the cutter. Comes back over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet feeds it Cruz. Cruz puts gives it off to Hulst. And Hulst is fouled on the help defense by Celeste Beck. Beck whistled for the personal foul, her first. And that is team foul number three on Wesleyan. Two free throws on the way for Micah Hulst. Hulst is a 56% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Hulst unable to convert either free throw. Dort College trails 11-10. Wesleyan clears the rebound. Back with it on the left side. Beck lobs it down low. This is Sabers. Sabers falling away. Her baseline jumper no good, but there for inside possession was a Wesleyan player. Saves it right into Cassidy Bredevoet. Erica Harold was unable to secure the rebound, and Bredevoet came up with it. Chapman out front, Newman. Newman spins it left side to Bredevoet. Bredevoet on the wing. Bredevoet back over to Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. Dribbles to the free throw line. Penetration. Comes right side over to Cruz. Cruz with it down to the block. Kim Cruz trapped. And it came with a hard trap, and Cruz dribbled into it. Madison Keel comes away with a loose basketball. Back over to Celeste Beck. Beck's shot no good. Rebound cleared by Michael Hulst. Hulst gets it away. Chapman. Chapman with it on the right wing. Chapman with the basketball. Now we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Erica Harold. Harold whistled for her first personal. Team foul number four on Wesleyan. 11-10 our score. Ashley Bray checks into the contest for Wesleyan. Kristen Sabers checks out. Ball comes in Newman. Newman back over to Chapman. Long two. It's up and through from the left baseline. That's the right baseline if you're facing the hoop. So Abby Chapman with a pair of two-point field goals. Dort College leads 12-11. Katie Johnson with the basketball. She goes left side. Dort College ball. This is Katie Johnson. Johnson dumps it inside. And Emily Newman comes over on the post defense and keeps her out of the lane. Dort College comes up with a loose basketball. Comes back over to Bredevoet. Bredevoet on the wing. Comes back to Chapman. Chapman top of the key. Right side Newman. Newman back to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Dort College working it around the horn. 12 seconds to shoot. Newman, right elbow, out front. Bredevoet, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Harold off one bounce. Harold will bring it straight up the floor. She angles off to the right side with a pass over to Keel. Keel goes into the right corner, Bray. Bray dumps it down low for Harold. Harold's shot in the lane is up and good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Erica Harold will go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play opportunity. And we'll try to give Dakota Wesleyan their biggest lead since it was 4-0. Wesleyan got out to a 4-0 lead. Dort College got out to a 4-0 lead. Reading the wrong side of my column. Wesleyan is not led by more than one. They have an opportunity to stretch the lead to two. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Erica Harold makes Dakota Wesleyan a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line. And the defenders trail 14-2. 14-2 the score. Wesleyan in front. We're at the midpoint of the first half. Kim Cruz on the left side gets a screen from Micah Hulse. Cruz drives in. Short jumper is in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan and Madison Keel. Keel up the floor quickly. Keel on the left side gives it into the corner. Bray. Bray thought about the baseline jumper. Instead feeds it out front. Nagel. Nagel drives in, blocked from behind by Hulse. Out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan to inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes left side. With it is Katie Johnson. Johnson feeds it to the wide open Ashley Bray on the right side of the lane. She's unable to knock down the open shot. Wesleyan gets a reset of the shot clock, though. They control the offensive glass. That's going to be an area of concern before halftime, or that Dort College will need to address at halftime at the latest. Shot missed, no good. Another offensive rebound, no good. Rebound tapped around, and coming up with it was Micah Hulse. Hulse with the basketball. Bone-jarring hit after that rebound. Ashley Bray came over to deliver it. Dort College with the basketball. Down by two. Chapman with the basketball. They trap her on the baseline. She gets it back out front to Newman. Newman to Cruz. Cruz top of the key looking down low for Hulse. Hulse gets the feed from Vredevoad. Hulse weaves her way in. Shot won't go. Gets her own rebound back. Puts it up. No good. But a foul on the play. And I believe the foul's going to go on Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson whistled for her first personal. Team foul number 5 on Wesleyan. And the Dort College defenders will send Michael Hulse to the free throw line for 2 more free throws. First free throw is up and through for Hulse. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. Also made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dakota Wesleyan leads 14-13 after Micah Hulse goes 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. 8:47 left to go in the half. Wesleyan basketball driving right side. Layup is no good. Rebound cleared by Hulse. Hulse outlet pass taken away, though, by Dakota Wesleyan. Missed shot by Gabby Fribko. Now Hulse swats another ball away, and Hulse is trying to inbound the basketball, trying to save it in. Steps on the sideline, out of bounds. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Dort College getting hurt on the offensive glass here in the first half, but managing to stay close, 14-13. Gabby Fribko goes into the corner to Celeste Beck. Beck misses the shot, and the Dort College defenders come up with the basketball. Dort College basketball, Chapman. Chapman over to Blunt. Blunt gives it up right side to Williams. Williams, an extra step, puts up the runner. No good. Rebound is cleared by Wesleyan and Kristen Sabers. Sabers averaging 8.8 points per game for her team. She's been held scoreless thus far, but knocking down a three was Fribko. Fribko with a three-point bucket, and Wesleyan leads at 17-13. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Dort College, if they get down much further, they're going to think about one, I would imagine. Shady Yeager gathers in an offensive rebound off of the missed shot by Chapman. Now the ball is loose, picked up by Wesleyan and Erica Harold. Harold outlets over to Beck. Beck with the basketball. Beck feeds it left corner. Wesleyan, Fribko. Fribko into the lane. Fribko drops it off for Kristen Sabers. Sabers comes back out front. To Beck. Beck into the lane. Kicks it over to the wide open shooter, Nagel. Nagel lets fly. No good. Rebound taken away by Shea DeAger. DeAger with the basketball. DeAger gives it up over to Williams. Williams with the ball. And Ashley Williams will bring it into the front court. Williams loses the handle on it. We've got a tie-up situation. Jump ball. It will be. It'll be the Dort College basketball. We've had several tie-ups already in this contest. Dort College throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes in Newman. Newman outside Blunt. Blunt, ball fake, drives in, reverses it out front. DeAger. DeAger too hot to handle. Back the other way. Robin Blunt taps the ball away as Madison Keel goes up for the length of the court pass. And the Dort College defenders will regroup defensively with 6:59 left to play. In this first half, it is Dakota Wesleyan 17, Dort College 13. Left side of the lane, Wesleyan to throw it in. Dakota Wesleyan tosses it in over the top. They find Madison Keel. Keel with the basketball. Keel comes right side, Fripko. Fripko gives it up, but not before she travels with it. And Sean Winter is there with a call. North College has the basketball, trailing four. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz out front. She dribbles to the left side. It's her dribble alive. She's on the wing. In between the circles, and Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. It'll be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coming up at halftime, we'll check some of the scores from around the conference. One of note that we're going to pay special attention to tonight, Briarcliff versus Northwestern. That's the only matchup featuring two teams that are involved in the poll. One of them rated, the other one receiving votes. Pass from Cruz, gives it up to DeJager. DeJager, shot is good. Shea DeJager with a two-point bucket, her first of the day. Dort College trails 17-15, so the defenders get a bucket out of the timeout. Answering back with a left-handed shot is Madison Keel. Keel with a two-point basket. And the defenders trail at 19-15. 6:05 left to play in the first half. Abby Chapman on the right wing, looking inside, instead has to go out front to Newman. Newman in between the circles. Newman comes right side, Blunt. Blunt gets right baseline, drives in. Left-handed shot falling away, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesley and Madison Keel. Keel all the way up the floor with it. Stops on the left block, spins outside, gives way to Josie Huber, and Huber knocks down a three. And Wesleyan has opened up their biggest lead of the ballgame at 22-15, 5:41 left to go in the first half. Kim Cruz with the basketball for Dort College. You knew Dakota Wesleyan was going to start knocking down some shots. You had hoped that they might take advantage of the slow start by the Tigers a little bit more than they've been able to. Pass goes cross-court, Newman. Newman drives in, hesitation move off of the glass, good. Emily Newman with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 22-17. Another three, this time from the right wing. Again, it's Josie Huber. Huber averaging 2 points per ballgame, comes off of the bench, and she knocks two straight through. And Wesleyan has their biggest lead of the ballgame with 5 minutes left to go in the half, 25-17. Emily Newman with the basketball. Newman looking down low. Instead, she's got to go out front. Cruz. Cruz, ball fake, double team. They bring the double team hard with Katie Johnson swiping it away. And here comes Wesleyan on the turnover. Layup is good for Celeste Beck. Celeste Beck with a two-point basket. And Wesleyan's got it rolling right now. Beck with seven. And the defenders trail by 10, 27-17. A 10-4 run by Wesleyan after the Dort College timeout. Newman with the basketball on the wing. Emily Newman looking out front for Blunt. Blunt out top. Blunt comes back over to Chapman. Chapman with it goes to DeJager. DeJager crosses over, fires it up with the left hand. Missed it, no good, off of the glass. Rebound is tracked down deep in the right corner. It's taken away by Celeste Beck. Beck, long pass into the front court. Three from the wing, good. Three-point basket for Madison Keel. The third three since that timeout for Wesleyan. And Wesleyan has gone from up 17-13 when Dort College called the timeout to up 30-17. And Dort College is forced to use another timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It went from 4-13 quickly. Dort College looking for an answer. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz after the timeout. Step back three by Cruz. She hits that one. Kim Cruz with her first basket of the night. Dort College trails 30-20. Dort College has used two timeouts. Wesleyan with the basketball. Goes over to Fribko. Fribko gives it up underneath. Spinning is Sabers. Sabers' shot is good. Kristen Sabers with 4 points. And the Wesleyan lead is 32-20. Wesleyan getting a little breathing room as we head towards halftime. Cruz out front. Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up, Vredevoad, Vredevoad to Hulst. Hulst puts it on the floor a couple times in the lane. She is tied up, and the Dort College defenders will turn it over on the tie-up. Dakota Wesleyan will have the basketball. 3:16 remaining in the first half of play. So Dakota Wesleyan bringing it up. This is Gabby Fripko. Fripko in between the circles. Fripko passes left side. At the free throw line is Nagel. Nagel back outside, and that time the three-point missed by Huber. Trying to save it inbounds is Erica Harold on the far end. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Wesley, and it's Dort College basketball. 3:01 left to play, first half, and we're counting down. Dort College basketball down a dozen. Like to see Dort College get this lead trimmed down to 7 or 8 before halftime. Don't want to lose any more ground. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz forced out on the perimeter by Nagel. Gives into the corner, Newman. Newman left corner, puts it on the floor hard with the right hand, tries to dump it out for Bredevoet, and the ball is deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Newman got caught in the lane and really didn't have an outlet. She threw it to where she thought a teammate might be on the wing, but that spot had been vacated. Wesleyan has the basketball, 32-20. Wesleyan in front, 2:30 left to play first half. Celeste Beck goes right side to Gabby Fripko. Fripko to back, back inside. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst on the missed shot by Erica Harold. Coming back the other way is Kim Cruz. Cruz to Bredevoet. Bredevoet with it out front. Bredevoet gives it up to Newman. Newman to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, lost it. It's taken away by Wesleyan. Wesleyan ahead to back. Back dumps it off, and Bredevoet comes up with a block shot and a rebound. Here comes Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim at the free throw line finds Angbers underneath. Nothing there for Page. Page reverses out front to Cruz. Cruz, ball fake, gives it back left side to Bredevoet. Bredevoet driving in. It's tapped away by Fripko. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball on the baseline out near the three-point circle. Paige Angbers will throw it in. Micah Hulst will set a pick. Emily Newman gets the ball on the wing. Newman to Bredevoet. Bredevoet back over to Cruz. Cruz to the flashing Emily Newman, and Newman travels with the basketball. Turnover by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. We've been stuck at 32-30 now for a little while. Go to Wesleyan's basketball. Chesney Nagel. Nagel at the top of the key. Nagel goes left side over to Fripko. Fripko gives it up to Harold. Harold back to back, back three. Rattles it, no good. Rebound, though, taken down by Fripko. Angbers had it, and Fripko took it away. Pass goes into the lane. Harold. Harold's shot rims out, no good. And the rebound cleared by Bredevoet. Bredevoet unable to hang on to it. Goes off of her foot, out of bounds. It is Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 1:15 left to play in the first half. Wesleyan enjoying a 32-20 lead. This was a 17-15 ball game at one point. Wesleyan in front. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more after this. Throwing it in will be Erica Harold. Dakota Wesleyan uses the first of their allotted six timeouts. Wesleyan basketball, Gabby Fripko. Fripko on the wing tries to find Erica Harold out front and throws it away. It'll be Dort College basketball. Emily Newman throws it into Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Doesn't look like either team's going to make it to the bonus. Both teams with five fouls in the first half. Emily Newman into the lane, and she's called for traveling. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 1 minute remaining in the first half. Inbounding Katie Johnson. Johnson gets the ball into Nagel. Nagel goes left side to Johnson. Katie Johnson, high post. This is Fripko. Fripko out front. Gabby Fripko now on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. She goes into the left corner. Chesney Nagel. Back to back. Back three. Hangs in the rim and falls through. Celeste back with her second three of the ball game. She's got 10 for the night. Dort College trails 35-20 in women's basketball. 30 seconds remaining. 6 second difference. Shot clock and game clock. Abby Chapman lets fly with a 17-footer from the left wing. No good. Rebound cleared by Dakota Wesleyan, and Wesleyan will hold for the final shot of the half. Up the floor with it is Nagel. Nagel setting the offense. Chesney Nagel in between the circles. She passes to the right, gets the ball back. 8 seconds to shoot. Passes left side to Fripko. Fripko into the corner. This is Beck. Beck puts up the runner off the glass. No good, and that's the end of the half. Our score, Dakota Wesleyan 35, Dort College 20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back to the recap of the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defender women trailing 35-20 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. Coming up at about 8 o'clock, we'll have the men's contest for you. Dort College started quickly with back-to-back field goals to get up 4-0. Dort College's last lead came at 12-11. Dakota Wesleyan got an old-fashioned three-point play near the midpoint of the first half to go up 14-12 and never trailed again. Dort College used the timeout at the 17-13 juncture. Dakota Wesleyan came out of that, allowed Dort College a bucket on a set play to make it 17-15. From that point on, Dakota Wesleyan outscores Dort College 18-5, and we go to halftime with our score, Dakota Wesleyan 35, Dort College 20. Dakota Wesleyan led by Celeste Beck with 10 points for the Dort College defenders. Mike Beholst with 5. Thank you. The Dort College defenders surrendering some late three-pointers in the half, though, and Dakota Wesleyan takes control to go up by 15 at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with a rundown of the numbers from the first half of play right after this. Halftime numbers look like this for Dort College, 9 of 20 from the floor. Dakota Wesleyan 13 for 41 thus far. Dort College falling short of Coach Craig Steensma's goal of getting more shots from the floor. Right now, Dort College in 19-shot deficit. Dakota Wesleyan 6 of 11 from the three-point line. Dort College 1 for 5. Dort College 1 for 4 on free throws. Dakota Wesleyan 3 for 3. Rebounding totals. They've got Dakota Wesleyan down for 5 offensive rebounds. I find that hard to believe. Dakota Wesleyan has been out-rebounded by Dort College in the first half of play, 19-15. Turnovers, Dort College 15, Dakota Wesleyan 4. Dakota Wesleyan led by Celeste Bex, 10 points, 4 for 10 from the floor. 5 points for Madison Keel, 6 for Josie Huber, 4 for Kristen Sabers, 3 for Gabby Fribko, 2 for Destiny Nagel, and 5 for Erica Harold, their total of 35 points. For the defenders, they are paced by Micah Holst with 5 points. 4 points for Abby Chapman, 3 for Kim Cruz, 2 for Emily Newman and Cassidy Bredevoet, 2 for Ashley Williams, and 2 for Shady Yeager for Dort College's total of 20 first-half points. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of what's happening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference right after this. Scores from the conference look like this. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan 42-10. Hastings over Doan in a tight one thus far, 25-22. Morningside up on Mount Marty and Yankton, 34-30. And Briarcliff leads Northwestern, 32-28. Game also is at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan over Dort at half, 35-20. That's the game you're listening to right now on KDCR, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defender women and men are back at home this Saturday afternoon facing the Grace Royals. Those games will begin at 2 o'clock with the women's game. 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear those games on KDCR 88.5 FM. Other GPAC basketball this weekend. Dakota Wesleyan's on the road at Concordia. Morningside is at Midland. Northwestern visits Doan. Hastings is at Mount Marty. Briarcliff is at Nebraska Wesleyan. As we've said several times, Dort College is done with their regular season long road trips. And that is how much my idea of a long road trip has changed over the years. I don't consider Mitchell or Fremont, Nebraska, such long road trips, as those are about 2 hours and 15 minutes apiece. We're done with those trips into Nebraska that are 3 hours plus, so that is a good feeling to have those behind us. Dort College men made their way to Mitchell. Good to see that the bus arrived safely. The gentlemen are seated in the end zone seats on the south end of the floor here at the Corn Palace. A men's contest set to begin at about 8 o'clock this evening. We'll say that our women's contest did run a little ahead of schedule in terms of first half play. Not many free throws shot by the two teams combined. Not many fouls called on both teams combined. Neither made it to the bonus. And we're at halftime. Both teams are out of the locker room warming up for the second half of today's women's college basketball game. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half action from the DeWitt, from the Corn Palace. Don't I wish we were at the DeWitt. Back with more after
You're
this.
Investing.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Shelton, where Valley's Matter member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ernst and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College basketball as the second half begins. Abby Chapman gives it off to Kim Cruz. Cruz, pull-up jumper from 10. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Gives it over to Cassidy Vredevoet. She bottoms up the 10-footer. Cassidy Vredevoet with her second field goal today. Dort College trails by Baker's dozen, 35-22. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Tigers have it. They're coming towards me on the north end of the floor. I'm seated in an overhang, or the opera seats, if you will, here at the Corn Palace. Interesting vantage point to watch the basketball game from. Wesleyan into the lane, shot no good. Short range shot by Erica Harold, rebound taken away by Michael Holst. Right side, Vredevoet. Vredevoet gives it up to Chapman. Chapman to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman gives it up, Cruz. Cruz down low to Holst. Holst has to go to her knees to get it. Comes back outside to Vredevoet. Chapman to the cutter, Holst. 10 to shoot for Holst, puts it on the floor with the right hand, gets around the defensive player, shot no good, and the rebound is taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball on the right side, Chesney Nagel. Nagel comes back over to Katie Johnson. Johnson, 17-footer, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Michael Holst. Holst to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim with it on the wing to Vredevoet. Vredevoet, ball reversal, right side Chapman. Chapman, one dribble to the right, nothing there. Wesleyan in man-to-man defense. Vredevoet back out front. Chapman. Chapman with it at the top of the key. Chapman thinks about pulling the trigger. Instead, comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz to Vredevoet. Vredevoet spins. Puts it up. Off-balance shot. Forced it up. No good. Rebound is cleared by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan. Here's Beck. Beck goes into the corner. Nothing there. Comes back to Katie Johnson. Johnson. The floater by Harold, no good. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 18:07 left to play in regulation. Dakota Wesleyan 35, Dort College 22. Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded to Beck. Beck to the cutter through the lane. Shot is blocked by Holst. And Holst with an outlet pass. No one in particular. Dakota Wesleyan player never touched it. By the referee's estimation, Coach Craig Steensma arguing that someone touched it. And Dakota Wesleyan has the basketball. Wesleyan with it out front. This is Chesney Nagel. Nagel gives it up to Beck. Back out front, back to Nagel. Nagel with it in between the circles. Nagel picks up her dribble. She goes back right side to Beck. Beck with it on the wing. Beck dumps it down low for Bray, and Bray is fouled on the play. Vredevoet picks up the personal foul, her first. 35-22, Dort College down a Baker's dozen. Wesleyan will be shooting free throws in the form of Ashley Bray. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewald is a broker. Both free throws made for Dakota Wesleyan. That was Ashley Bray making both. She's an 82% free throw shooter. Wesleyan, a pretty good free throw shooting team as a whole. Their top three shooters or top three scorers are all making over 80% of their free throws. Abby Chapman answers with a three-point basket for North College. She's got seven, and the defenders trail it 37-25. 37-25, our score. Right side with it is Wesleyan. Wesleyan dump it down low for Bray. Bray on the baseline. Bray gives it up to Nagel. Nagel with it on the right side. Turning and facing is Kristen Saber. Saber's with a two-point basket. She's got six. And the defenders trail it 39-25. Kim Cruz to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman comes back right side. Vredevoet. Vredevoet into the right corner. Kim Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz has it on the right wing. Goes back to Newman. Newman out front. Newman thought about the shot. Covered her up quickly. Chapman will let fly for three. She hits it. Back-to-back threes for Abby Chapman. Chapman with 10. And the defenders trail it. 39-28. Missed shot by Wesleyan on the other end. Here comes Abby Chapman. Chapman long pass ahead to Holst. Holst gathers herself. Shot no good. No foul call. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Celeste back with the basketball. Back spin move into the lane. Comes back out front to Kristen Sabers. Sabers has her shot blocked. Rebound cleared by York College. Emily Newman with the basketball. Dort College with a chance to trim the lead down to single digits. Cruz on the left wing. Chapman, another one. She hits it again. Three threes for Abby Chapman. She's got 13 points. Brings Dort College back to within eight at 39-31. Three consecutive three-point buckets by Abby Chapman. And now a foul called on Cassidy Vredevoet underneath the hoop. She earns her second foul of the contest. And free throws coming for Ashley Bray. Bray to shoot two. First free throw is up and through for Bray. Bray averaging 9 points per contest. Another free throw coming. She tries to stretch it back to 10. Newman checks out. Blunt checks in. So the second free throw is up and through. Ashley Bray makes her fourth free throw of the second half. Her team is now a perfect 7-for-7 from the free throw line. Kim Cruz will walk it up for the defenders. Cruz with the basketball. Guarded there by Huber. Huber had the hot hand early. Let's see if North College is able to find Chapman. Blunt drives the lane. Jump stop. Her shot is good. Robin Blunt with her first field goal tonight. North College trails 41-32. Wesleyan underneath. Kick out pass. Shot on the way. Three-pointer rattles in for Josie Huber. Huber with 9 points, and Wesleyan extends the lead to a dozen, 44-32. Beg your pardon, 44-33. 44-33, our score. North College down 11. Robin Blunt out front. Comes right side Chapman. Chapman not much room to work. She's going to drive to the hoop. Gets caught in the lane. And tied up on the play, double, and the jump ball gives Dakota Wesley in the basketball. ...44-33 our score. Wesleyan leading by 11. Dakota Wesleyan's Johnson will inbound the basketball. She gives it off to Chesney Nagel. Nagel. They come back to Harold. Harold puts it on the floor for the right elbow. Missed it. Rebound taken away by Angbers. Angbers gives it up to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz left side Chapman. Chapman on the way. Abby Chapman with it. And she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Madison Keel. That's her first. Dakota Wesleyan leading 44-33. Stador College has cut what was a 15-point lead down to single digits at 1 point. Now it's back to 11. Kim Cruz at the top of the key. Abby Chapman's had the hot hand here in the second half. Three threes. Robin Blunt gets down to the baseline, reverses Angbers. Angbers' three-pointer, good. Paige Angbers with the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders back to within eight at 44-36. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Great play. Paige Angbers. Called for a foul on the play out of the timeout. Katie Johnson shooting two free throws. Johnson makes the first one. She's got another one coming. They haven't adjusted the scoreboard yet. And should be now 46-36, I believe. Evidently, I thought she made both free throws, but my mind playing tricks on me. Pass goes now. They get it up on the board. Robin Blunt misses the shot on the other end. Rebound is cleared. Here comes Celeste Beck. Beck with it on the right wing. Beck picks up her dribble. They give it up and passed through the lane. And it's tipped out of bounds by Vredevoet. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Well, I was hoping I didn't miss a main free throw. Wouldn't be the first time, obviously, but it'll be Wesleyan basketball. They'll throw it in on the baseline. Wesleyan will station all four players near midcourt. They come sprinting into the free throw line. They've put up a picket fence, if you will, at the free throw line. Toss it in over the top. Celeste Beck. Beck dumps it underneath. Layup is good for Ashley Bray. She's got 6 points. Wesleyan has reopened a 12-point lead, 48-36. Ashley Williams driving in, tries to scoop it up, and she is fouled on the play. Foul on the play called on Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to go on Nagel, and that's number two on her. 48-36, Dakota Wesleyan by a dozen, 13-24 remaining in the ball game. Ashley Williams to the free throw line. Free throw is up and good. No good, I should say. Ashley Williams, a 56% free throw shooter coming into the contest. 0 for 1 now. Another one on the way for Williams. This one's off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt, layup good. Robin Blunt with an offensive rebound and the putback. 48-38. Wesleyan basketball, Pesney Nagel. Nagel on the right side to Madison Keel. Keel into the corner, three-pointer missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Holst over to Williams. Williams across half court. Williams comes right side, Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman comes top of the key. This is Blunt. Blunt to Newman. Newman on the right wing. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Newman gets a screen. She's at the free throw line. Nothing there. Into the corner, Blunt. Blunt puts it on the floor with the right hand. Spins back the other way. Puts it up off the side of the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. Up and running is Celeste Beck. Beck at the free throw line. Beck. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Is off the mark. No good. A missed the three-pointer by Wesleyan's Madison Keel. Here comes Dort College and Williams. Williams right. Burst three. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Williams. Williams with the basketball for Dort College. Ashley Williams puts up the shot, no good. Rebound Holst. Holst put back, no good. Rebound controlled by Beck. Beck with the basketball. Dort College down 10. Beck off balance shot. Gets it to go. Celeste Beck with a two-point basket. Her first of the second half. She's got 12 points. And Wesleyan takes a 50-38 advantage. Timeout on the floor. Charge two, Dakota Wesleyan. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. Dort College trailing 50-38. Kim Cruz will bring the basketball up. Cruz with it right side, picks up her dribble, comes over to Newman. Newman on the left wing to Vredevoet. Vredevoet back to Chapman. Chapman another three, misses too strong. Right side, Cruz saves it in. Holst unable to reel it in though, and it's tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesleyan. No, it's last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan out front with the ball. They go to Beck. Beck puts up a three, fading away. Shot no good. Rebound taken by Michael Holst. Holst to Cruz. Cruz with it. Kim Cruz on the left side, driving in with the left hand. Puts it up too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz to Newman. Newman shot no good. Rebound cleared by Madison Keel. Keel with the basketball. Wesleyan. Pull-up jumper is good for Wesleyan and Kristen Sabers. Sabers with eight. Wesleyan back in front by 14, 52-38. Abby Chapman beyond the arc. Comes back over to Newman. Newman to Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Cruz. Cruz left corner. Gives it up Chapman. Chapman out front. Newman. Newman with a basketball. Newman comes right side to Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Cruz. Cruz into the lane. Hesitation move with the right hand. Shot is good. Kim Cruz dribbles into the middle of the lane, comes to a jump stop, changes directions, and gets the shot off. And the defenders trail it 52-40. Back the other way, Breda Vode whistled for her third personal foul of the contest as Amber Bray is fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Cassidy Breda Vode whistled for her third personal, all of them coming here in the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000 and by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Door College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Second free throw on the way is up and through. Wesleyan has not missed a free throw yet. They were 3 for 3 in the first half. They are now 8 for 8 in the second half. 54-40 our score. Breda Vode has it tipped away from her, chases it into the backcourt. She steps through the trap. Now comes back to Chapman. Chapman can reverse it right side to Blunt, decides against it. She dribbles with the left hand. Into the lane, nothing there. Comes back over to Breda Vode. Breda Vode with it. Breda Vode picks up her dribble on the left wing. Breda Vode gives it up Newman. Newman, 2 seconds to shoot, puts up the runner. It's off the heel, no good. Rebound cleared by Breda Vode. Breda Vode back to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Dort College down 54-40. Left side Chapman. Chapman beyond the three-point line. Robin Blunt puts it on the floor, spins into the lane, and she has her pocket pick taken away by Nagel. Nagel is then fouled by Robin Blunt. Blunt whistled for the personal. And for Robin Blunt, that is her second personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the defenders. Paige Ambers checks into the game for Dort College. Chapman will check out. Kim Cruz will check into the basketball game. And Newman will check out. And now Wesleyan will shuttle a player to the bench. That's Josie Huber. Huber will check into the basketball game. I think everyone's taken care of now. Both teams spacing out their reserves to try and get breathers without using timeouts. Breda Vode steals the inbounds pass. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. With it, Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Blunt. Blunt with the basketball. Blunt comes back over to Cruz. Cruz at the top of the key. Cruz drives in, nothing there. Cruz comes back outside. This is Breda Vode. Breda Vode to Angbers. Angbers on the left elbow. Angbers back over to Cruz. Cruz puts up the shot. As the shot clock expires, she knocks it down. She's got 7. Dort College trails 54-42. 9 minutes remaining in regulation. 9 minutes to go. Hard drive with the right hand by Fripko. Fripko has it blocked out of bounds. Micah Hulst, I believe, swats that one away. Dakota Wesleyan checking a new player in. That is Chesney Nagel. Nagel checks in. Fripko will check out. Throwing the ball in will be Celeste Beck. Beck left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Comes back to the top of the key. Nagel. They dump it down low. Nothing there for Bray. Bray will force it back to the outside. Bray now on the right wing. They feed it out front. Shot on the way. Three-pointer. No good by Josie Huber. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Dort College coming up with it is Kim Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Cruz picks up her dribble. She passes left side to Paige Angbers. Angbers feeds it into the corner. Robin Blunt. Blunt can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Katie Johnson will check into the ball game. Checking out is Josie Huber. ...54-42, Wesleyan in front by 12. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Chesney Nagel. Nagel in between the circles. Nagel gives it up to Beck. Beck with the ball, Beck looking. She passes right side, Katie Johnson. Johnson back out front, Nagel. Nagel drives into the lane, and she's going to be called for steps. Dort College down a dozen, unable to trim into the lead much. They've had the lead down to single digits on a few different occasions here in the second half. I think the closest they got was 7. beg your pardon, 8, 39-31. Three-pointer by Cruz from the right wing, no good. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Celeste Beck at the top of the key. Beck, kick out pass, right side to Nagel. Nagel gives it up to Johnson. Johnson driving baseline, reverse layup, no good, but there for the offensive rebound and putback attempt is Chelsea Nagel, and Nagel ends up stepping on the baseline as she tries to retrieve the missed shot again. It will be Dort College basketball. Ashley Williams to throw the ball in, gets it into Kim Cruz. Cruz with it across the timeline. Kim Cruz passes left side, Emily Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman gives it up to Chapman. Chapman driving in, shot no good. Rebound tipped, and it's last touch by Dakota Wesley, and it'll be Dort College basketball. I believe they may have called a tie-up on that play. Dort College basketball, Chapman to throw in. Two gets it back, three gets it back to a nine-point ball game. Chapman's three from the right corner, left corner, no good. Rebound tipped out long, and on the sideline, it's Dakota Wesleyan's Ashley Bray contacting the basketball while she was on the sideline. Dort College gets the basketball back again, trailing by 12. Kim Cruz with it out front. Cruz on the left side, gives it back to Blunt. Blunt into the lane to Holst. Holst, Cruz. Cruz sets up three, in and out, no good. She's had three or four of them like that that have been halfway down and popped back out. Madison Keel tries to pass it inside. Dort College taps it away. Dort College will defend now as Wesleyan will inbound. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Wesleyan to trigger it. This is Madison Keel. And we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Back with this more after this. Wesleyan basketball off the timeout. Shot is missed by Wesleyan in the lane. Madison Keel had two shots at it. Dort College brings it back the other way, down 12. Abby Chapman, ball fake, drives in with the right hand, count the hoop, and she is fouled on the play, and Abby Chapman will go to the free throw line with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort College trailing 54-44, 6:54 left to go in regulation. So Dort College managing to fight and hang around in this one. Abby Chapman will shoot a free throw. This will be Dort College's eighth free throw shot. And Abby Chapman makes that one. And the defenders trail by 9, 54-45. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Celeste Beck. Beck gives it to Nagel. Nagel outside. Johnson, Johnson, three, no good. Bray puts it up. It's blocked by Holst. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman with it on the right side. Abby Chapman looking for the trailer. Instead gives to Cruz. Dort College down 9. Cruz with the basketball. Into the corner it goes Ingbers. Ingbers ball fake. Comes back to Newman. Newman on the top of the key. Comes back. Dort College with it. Chapman. Chapman, Newman. Newman left side, Ingbers. She'll let fly with a long three. Missed it. Too strong. No good. Rebound tip. Taken away by Michael Holst. Holst outlet pass. Picked up by Cruz. Cruz in traffic, and she is sandwiched. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Kim Cruz with 7 points. Four here in the second half. And Dort College with a chance to cut the lead down to 7 with a pair of made free throws. Dort College has been as close as 8 tonight in the second half. That came on a couple different occasions. Cruz's first free throw, no good. Dort College has not shot their free throws well tonight. Unofficially, I have Dort College as 1 for 4 in the first half. And now 1-for-4 in the second half. Cruz makes 1-2. And the defenders trail 54-46. So Dort College as close as they have been. 6 minutes left to go. Dort College down 8. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Nagel. Nagel goes right side, Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson out front. And they give it to Nagel on the left wing. Nagel to Johnson. Katie Johnson at the top of the key. Right side, Celeste Beck. Beck puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound deflected, picked up by Amber Bray. Bray to Beck. Beck with the ball. Back with it on the right wing. Beck gives it to Nagel. Nagel in between the circles. Nagel goes over to Johnson. Johnson on the right wing. 5:30 remaining. Ball's tipped. It's picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. No, stolen back by Door College. Kim Cruz ahead to Chapman. Chapman racing after it, unable to reel it in. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Door College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball on the turnover. So Door College managing to stay close. They're within striking distance, but they've missed some opportunities to really make a ball game of this. They trail by 8. Dakota Wesleyan down low, Celeste Beck. Beck puts it up, partially blocked by Cruz. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Micah Hulst. Hulst with the basketball. Hulst lets traffic clear, hands it off to Kim Cruz. Cruz to Newman. Newman on the left wing. Into the corner, Chapman. Chapman over the basketball. Chapman out front. Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Cruz. Cruz right wing, under 5 to go in this one. Cruz puts up a 15-footer from the right elbow. Good. Kim Cruz with 7 in the second half. Door College trails by 6, 54-48. Door College creeping closer. Ashley Bray in the corner. Wesleyan has not scored since it was 54-40, so an 8-point run by the defenders, cutting a 14-point lead down to 6. Three-pointer from the wing. Answering is good for Ashley Bray. Bray with 9 second-half points. A timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Back with more after this. This is Door College basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Door College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz with it in the backcourt. Gives it up left side to Chapman. Chapman across court pass to Newman. Door College down 9 with the ball. 4:12 remaining. Now the clock becomes an adversary as well. Cruz out front to Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. Chapman driving down to the baseline. Nothing there as she's cut off. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Newman's pass in the lane is taken away by Celeste Beck. Beck forces the turnover with a steal. Wesleyan basketball, Keel. Keel right side to Nagel. Nagel with it. Nagel on the left wing. Nagel gives it up. Keel. Keel feeds it down low. And a foul on the play called on Micah Hulst. Ashley Bray will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws. Ashley Bray averaging 9 points per ball game. Here in the second half, she has 11, now 12 points. Beg your pardon, she had 9, she now has 10. Back to a double-digit lead as well for Wesleyan. Door College has outscored Wesleyan here in the second half. 28-22, make that 23. Second free throw was missed by Bray. That's the first miss by Dakota Wesleyan tonight. So they had made up to that point 12 in a row before Bray misses the second free throw of her two-shot situation. Robin Blunt gives it to Vredevoet. Vredevoet jumper, left wing, no good. Rebound tapped out by Robin Blunt. Blunt to Vredevoet. Vredevoet, Cruz. Cruz, right side, Chapman. 3:30 remaining. Chapman, a long three. Missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Vredevoet. Vredevoet with the ball. Vredevoet gives it back over. Top of the key to Cruz. Kim Cruz driving in. Cruz with the right hand, no good, but she's fouled on the play, and the foul's going to go on Ashley Bray. Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line, where she is 1-for-2 this evening. Free throw on the way for Kim Cruz is up and good. Cruz's next free throw. This one's up and good as well. 58-50 our score. 3:14 remaining. Dakota Wesleyan by 8. With it right side. They dump it underneath. That was the pass from Beck. Beck to Harold, and Harold has his glance off of her fingertips out of bounds, and Door College has a chance again to cut into an 8-point lead. They've been as close as 6. Chapman quickly up the floor. Chapman with the basketball. Three gets Dort College as close as they have been in a long time. Blunt with it. Under three to go. Blunt back out front to Chapman. Chapman puts up the three. Missed it. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dakota Wesley. Pardon me, by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball. 58-50. Dakota Wesleyan up by eight. They are in the driver's seat. Wesleyan also has a foul to give in terms of their defense. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Chesney Nagel. Nagel gives it up to Celeste Bex. Now Nagel. Nagel, floater in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Vredevoet. Well, give Dort College this. They have battled in the second half. Let's see if they've got enough left to make a ball game of it. Vredevoet in between the circles. She comes right side, Robin Blunt. Blunt over to Cruz. Cruz to the basketball. Kim Cruz goes left side to Vredevoet. Vredevoet down to the baseline. Vredevoet puts it up in traffic. Dort College will have a chance to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Vredevoet is an 80% free throw shooter. She'll shoot two here. That can make it a 6-point ball game if she makes them both. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Vredevoet has been held in check. She's got 5 points. That's right at half of her season average, or a little better than half. Her season average is 9 points per game. Dort College trying to cut it down to six. 2:07 remaining. And we'll have a delayed dead ball infraction, and Vredevoet makes the second one, so there's no infraction as a Wesleyan player entered the lane early. Bray gets the pass from Celeste back, and she is fouled on the play by Micah Hulst. Hulst whistled for the personal, and with 2:01 left to play, Wesleyan is shooting free throws. Well, if nothing else, the clock stops. Better than giving up a layup. Bray makes the first free throw. She's got a second free throw coming. Bray here in the second half has all 11 of her points. She was held scoreless in the first half. She had came into the game with a 9.0 points per game average. She can reestablish an 8-point lead for Wesleyan, and she does with that made free throw. Wesleyan has now missed one free throw tonight. That is the 12th free throw, the 11th and 12th free throw of this second half. Cruz misses a three on the quick shot from the right wing. Rebound cleared by Wesleyan, and now Wesleyan will use some clock. They'll try to shorten the game. Celeste back out front. She gives it to Nagel. Nagel with the basketball, gives it back to Bray. Bray dumps it underneath to the cutter. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Here comes Dort College down eight. Cruz into the front court. Sidesteps one defensive player. Sidesteps another one, and she is fouled on the play, and that will send Kim Cruz to the free throw line for a 1-and-1 situation. 11 points for Kim Cruz. And Cruz will go to the charity stripe for a 1-and-1 opportunity. So Wesleyan up to this point, 11 of 12 in the second half. That's 14 of 15 from the charity stripe. Kim Cruz makes her first free throw, and she can cut it down to six again with 1:26 remaining. Allen's off the iron and drops through as well. Dort College trails 60 to 54. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 1:26 left to go in the contest. Dort College has just narrowed the gap down to six, 60 to 54. And Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. They get it into Beck, back in the backcourt. Beck gives it up to Erica Harold. And we've got a foul called at midcourt. Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line. She will shoot a 1-and-1. Chapman and Angbers are in. Blunt and Newman check out. So 1-and-1 for Katie Johnson. She can make it a three-possession ball game. And Johnson does so with a made free throw. She's got another one coming. 7 points now for Johnson. Johnson, one of just a few seniors on this Dakota Wesleyan team. Second free throw is up and good as well for Katie Johnson. So Dort College trails by eight, 62 to 54. 1:20 left to go in the contest. Kim Cruz up the floor with it. comes with the right hand. Into the lane, cut off. Back out front, Chapman. Dort College needs a bucket quickly. Chapman, hard drive with the right hand, can't get it to go. Hulse tries to knock it free over the top. Wesley in secures the rebound. Chelsea Nagel gets the outlet pass. And Abby Chapman commits a foul in the backcourt. Well, if you're going to commit to the foul game, you may as well do it quickly. And that time Abby Chapman commits the foul and will force Dakota Wesleyan to go to the free throw line where they have been just shy of perfect. Nagel shooting a 1-1. That one's up and through. She's got another one coming. Wesleyan was 3-for-3 in the first half. This will be the 16th free throw they have shot in the second half. Currently, they're 14 of 15, and now 15 of 16. In fact, Dakota Wesleyan, by my count, only has 4 field goals in the second half. Wesleyan leads 64-54. Kim Cruz, 3, no good. Wesleyan secures the rebound. Dakota Wesleyan in the backcourt, 48 seconds remaining. Pass comes across the timeline to Bray. Bray gives it off to Nagel. Nagel with the basketball, Dort College down 10. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dakota Wesleyan. They have 2 remaining, now they have 1. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dakota Wesleyan in the driver's seat, up 64-54. Wesleyan called a timeout. They can work the clock down to 25 seconds if Dort College elects not to foul. Wesleyan over the basketball. Blunt knocks it free. It's loose. Down on the floor. Newman forces a tie-up. And a jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Wesleyan throws it in over the top. Ball is tapped away by Newman, picking it up in the lane, though. A missed shot by Erica Harold. Rebound Dort College, 20 to shoot. That's 20 in the ball game. Blunt with the basketball out front. Back to Newman. Newman on the left wing, puts up a long three, misses everything. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Wesleyan basketball with 9.1 seconds remaining. Well, it's going to end up being a valiant effort by the defender ladies. They will outscore Dakota Wesleyan in the second half, but in the end, Dort College unable to get closer than 6 in the second half. And the Dort College defenders fall to 9-16 for the season, while Dakota Wesleyan improves to 7-9 and 14-12 overall. 64-54, our final. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of today's basketball game right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR.
Dort College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall to Dakota Wesleyan by a final score of 64-54 this evening. The Dort College defenders outscore Dakota Wesleyan in the second half, 34-29. They get as close as 6, but that's it. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 20 of 58 from the floor, 34.5%, 5 for 20 on threes, 25%, 9 of 15 from the free throw line for 60%. For Dakota Wesleyan, 19 of 71 for the ball game from the floor, 26.8%, 6 for 30 in the second half, that was just 20%. Wesleyan, 8 of 18 from the three-point line, so you take away the three-pointers, they were 11 for 53. From inside the arc, Dakota Wesleyan tonight. Wesleyan 18 of 19 from the free throw line. Rebounding, Dort College out rebounds. Dakota Wesleyan 44-32. Turnovers, Dort College 20. They had 15 at halftime, so they cut down dramatically on their turnovers in the second half. Wesleyan commits 8. Individually for the Dort College defenders, they were led by Abby Chapman, 16 points on 6 of 14 shooting from the floor. She hit 3 threes in the second half, 3 for 7 for the ball game. Kim Cruz ends with 14 points, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. 6 points for Cassidy Bredevoad, 5 for Micah Hulse, 2 for Emily Newman, 4 for Robin Blunt, 2 for Ashley Williams, 3 for Paige Angbers, and Shade Yeager had 2. For Dakota Wesleyan, they were topped by a pair of players with 12 each. They were Celeste Beck and Ashley Bray. Bray got all of hers in the second half. She was 7 of 8 from the free throw line, 2 for 6 from the floor. 9 points for Josie Huber, all on threes. She was 3 for 5 from outside the arc. Kristen Sabers ends with 8. Erica Harold with 5. Chesney Nagel and Katie Johnson with 4 each. 3 for Gabby Pripko and 2 for Amber Bray for their total of 64. Micah Hulse pulls down 20 rebounds, 2 shy of the single game record held by Nancy Groen, set against Mount Marty nearly 40 years ago. February 14, 1977 was the date of that 22-rebound performance. 4 rebounds each for Kim Cruz, Abby Chapman, and Robin Blunt. For Wesley, and 7 rebounds each for Celeste Beck and Chesney Nagel. 5 for Ashley Bray, 4 for Madison Keel, and 3 for Gabby Fribko. Micah Hulse blocked 8 shots tonight. She now is the single season record holder. And her 8 block shots this evening comes up just 1 shy of the single game record held by Amanda Ekoff. Amanda did it twice back in 2005 against Briarcliff and Hastings. Hulse tonight with 8 blocks. That brings her season total to 84. That unlocks the tie she had with Bree Schneiderman. Schneiderman blocked 76 shots back in 2007-2008. York College falls to 9-16 for the season, 1-15 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan 14-12 overall, and 7-9 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a break and be back with a rundown of the scoreboard from the GPAC right York after College. This. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College defenders and Dakota Wesleyan done with women's basketball. Dort College outscores Wesleyan in the second half, 34-29. End up on the short end of a 10-point decision, 64-54 the final score. Coach Craig Steensma joins me, and Coach, great second half performance by your team, and second half you achieved your full game goals out shooting Wesleyan from the floor in terms of number. You closed a pretty sizable gap in shot difference with the second half. You also cut down dramatically on your turnovers in the second half, only had 5, and that allowed you to be in the ball game. Got down 6, but just couldn't close the gap further.
Right. I think we discovered some things about how we maybe need to change a little bit of what we're playing in the second half there. You know, we used some early screens and just try to attack and kick it and get a shot after one or no passes, you know, just to try to limit turnovers. And you got to give young ladies a lot of credit. They battled hard their second half, and especially Micah, you know, led us an effort. She had a pile of rebounds and a pile of blocks. You know, she was a very, very good impact player for us in there. So a lot of good things happened tonight, most of them in the second half.
You got down. What did you talk about at halftime? Did you stress some? What did you go back and re-stress some of those things you talked about before the game? What did you do at halftime?
At halftime, we talked about just attacking, setting a quick ball screen outside the three-point line, and then attacking off of that, and trying to get a shot in one or zero passes or two passes, and then just crash the rebounds and see if that would make a difference for us, and just kind of kept the ball in Kim's hands a lot more. And then Abby got free a couple times, and she was making some shots. So it was a very good second half for us. You know, I would have liked to have seen if we could have made another couple free throws or got a couple threes to drop when we were down six or five or so there, where, you know, you can really, really make a game of it then.
Wesleyan ends up making 18 of 19 free throws. You make 9 of 15. 9 of 15, not a horrible evening by you, but Dakota Wesleyan exceptional tonight in that category.
Yeah, I didn't remember them missing any, but 18 out of 19, you know, you expect that. They're a good shooting team, and at home, they're going to make free throws. And, you know, they did just enough things offensively to win, and so you got to give them credit for that as well.
Chapman gets 16 points. Kim Cruz has 12. You talked about Michael Hulst, 8 block shots. That's 1 shy of a single-game record. 20 rebounds, that's 2 shy of a single-game record. Those are the kind of numbers, and I don't want to put pressure on someone, but those are the type numbers you probably need from her on a regular basis moving forward over the next 2.5 weeks.
We do. You know, we do need her to just come up big every single game. And you know, I think she's completely recovered from the broken nose and just playing with reckless abandon again now. So, you know, she played a great game offensively too, and just in terms of, you know, set screens and getting to the offensive boards. She had three or four times where she tipped the ball. She just tipped it back to where we got it and got another possession out of it. And, you know, those things don't show up on the stat sheet, but she was very, very active, as you saw tonight.
A lot of things I tell young players is there are so many different ways to impact the outcome of a game without scoring the basketball, and tonight she did a lot of those things.
She did, and that's what she's really good at. That's her strength, no doubt. So, you know, we look to build on kind of the second half performance in the upcoming weeks here as we, you know, get closer to the end of the season.
Grace on Saturday, and then next Wednesday, Morningside on the road. It doesn't get any easier in terms of the conference, but we step outside of the conference this Saturday and back at home. Probably time for another one of those non-conference games.
Right, you know, it's always fun to play at home, and a non-conference foe is good too. And, you know, we'll get ready for Morningside next week, but, you know, we just take them one game at a time and focus on practicing hard, getting better, and doing a great job studying, and hopefully we'll have a good one on Saturday.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. Thanks for stopping by, Coach. Travel back safely.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. That just about does it for our women's broadcast. Let's take one more break. And we'll be back with a rundown of the GPAC scoreboard right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
The Dort College atmosphere is one that challenges your...
GPAC scoreboard looks like this for tonight. No real surprises, but the game's pretty close. And some low-scoring games. Dakota Wesleyan defeats Dort in a game you just heard, 64-54. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 73-42. Hastings downs Doan in Hastings, 49-44. It was Morningside over Mount Marty, 65-61. And Briarcliff defeats Northwestern, 73-63. Northwestern, I believe, fought back to tie that one late. Briarcliff closes to take a 10-point win, 73-63. Morningside is 15-0. Concordia is 15-1. Briarcliff and Hastings are both 10-5. Northwestern 8-7, Doan 8-8, Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan 7-9, Midland 4-11, Dort College 1-15, Nebraska Wesleyan 0-15 in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action in women's play. Let's take a break and be back. Set the table for the men's contest right after this.